A group of children begin their walk through the Lorenzon Gardens in a very organized manner and following instructions from their caregivers, ready to explore the wonders of nature.
You're gonna leave your hand just like this. You're gonna come over. You're gonna put your hand here and you're gonna come down and you're gonna feel how soft they are. And then you're gonna step right down the path.
The Lorenzon Gardens is considered to be a living museum of unique four-season plant displays.
Nature and art are really closely combined together. Nature is often a muse for artists of all different mediums.
We can see some adults painting, capturing colors and images of some of the 20 themes that the garden has. These people do not have a specific background, but they come to the garden often and use different mediums to create works of art.
We grow things so that the community can enjoy them. It really exists for the enjoyment and also the education of the community. So it's a lovely outdoor space that is cultivated with plants so that we welcome the public to come and learn about them and to connect with the natural world in some way.
Mia Jenkins, Director of Marketing for Lorenzon Gardens, considers this urban oasis to be a relatively new botanical garden to the city, but it is already a favorite place for the people of Omaha and many out-of-town visitors. Plans to have this garden in Omaha began in 1982. This garden is supported in large by generous donations and the annual memberships. Educational programs benefit greatly from an annual fundraiser dinner hosted by the Guild. The Guild is a volunteer organization dedicated to support and growth of the Lorenzon Gardens.
The money that the Guild raises goes towards set aside for educational and programs, and it helps them execute, or fund the expenses that they have to do programs throughout the year. So that is anything from a summer camp to an adult program to family workshops that we have on the weekends.
The money raised at this dinner also covers the expenses for summer camps and family workshops, like their basics of watercolor painting class. This class focuses on fundamentals of watercolor painting and some techniques.
I always like to say it's a really vibrant place. There's a lot going on all of the time. And so it's always changing. The environment itself is ever changing, but so is the schedule of activities. And again, that's kind of what makes it a wonderful place for the community. There's something going on all the time.
The Guild Dinner fundraiser is June 9th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. with dinner, cocktails, and live music. The deadline to purchase a ticket for this dinner is today. This is a way to help support educational programs at the garden, but also is an occasion for you to dress up in your favorite linen attire or an exquisite hat. Visit lorenzongardens.org to buy a dinner ticket and to learn more about the educational programs of the garden. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.